And it's time for tonight's postgame coaches interview presented by Barings head coach Bob McKillop joining me upstairs. And coach, what are your initial takeaways from this victory tonight?
Two things jumped out at me. First of all, it was there in the first half and was there in the second half. Our team toughness was extraordinary. There's a lot of physical action going on there, both sides of the court, both sides of the ball. And I thought our guys handled it with great poise, with great presence, and they did not back down. They were not on their heels. And the second thing was our team of defenders. I thought we were incredible inside the arc. Our two-point defense, I don't know what it was, but it had to be lower than 45%, which is a pretty good number. So I think our team defense internally was very good.
Now, Coach, you ended the first half 13-3 run. You had a little bit of a cushion. Came out quickly in the second half. Were there adjustments that you were applying early on to then create a larger advantage?
Well, we saw some things that encouraged us and gave us confidence, so we continued to do it. There was no magic in the locker room at halftime, believe me. It was just a matter of saying, hey, this worked. Let's continue to do this. This we were good at. Let's continue to do this, but let's do it a little bit better. One of the things that really bothered us in the first half were their transition scores. I think they made three threes in transition and a couple of other runs to the rim. We did better in the second half when we built the lead. I thought the last 6-7 minutes we struggled a little bit to iron those things out, but that could be more fatigue than anything else.
I know later in the second half we looked up at the scoreboard and we said that looks really nice. All five of your starters as far as distribution of points in double figures.
Yeah, and we got a great contribution out of Des Grant and Nelson off the bench. I thought that Dez played great defense. Grant played great defense, really ran the show pretty darn well. And I thought Nelson did everything he was supposed to. Got two great blocks, guarded 1 through 5. So I think those three guys gave us a great lift off the bench.
And when you look at those particular plays, I was going to ask you about Nelson and those two blocks. How much does that do to inject some energy into the rest of the team?
Well, it injects energy into our team on the bench as well as on the court, and it gives a vision to the opposing team that there's somebody in there protecting the rim. And I thought Luka did a pretty good job of protecting the rim, and, it's nice to see that we had that. Actually, Sam got a block too, so I thought we did a pretty darn good job of being internal, using arm bars and keeping them at bay. As I said, once fatigue set in and once they spread it out even more, they got a little driving lanes that really hurt us. But other than that, I thought we were pretty darn good.
Foster again with a game-high 25 points. But I want to touch more on Mike Jones because it seems like you look down and he's got a quiet 18 points.
Yeah, we don't call anything for Mike. We've got things to call for him, but We feel, at least this is me personally, not the whole coaching staff, I feel he is so smooth getting looks because he just flows with whatever is there. And he puts it on the floor. He made that short teardrop here in the first half. Terrific. He makes a big three. Then we got a great bounce on that three left here in opposite our bench, which was kind of like a nail in the coffin. But he's the kind of guy that finds ways to score just because he knows the offense like the back of his hand. I mean, he is one smart cookie on a basketball court.
We also look at Lee, especially where we are up top. He is always in motion somewhere trying to
find
space.
And set a lot of screens today. I thought Lee was terrific setting screens. And I'm delighted to see we scored on that last play out of the timeout where we got him the top of the key three. And that's a pretty tough set to stop. And he did a pretty darn good job catching and shooting.
Coach, before I let you go, this building has had some heartbreak here the last couple of years. Was it nice to be up by 20 in that second half?
Yeah, but nice to be up by 20, but believe me, the memory of 2 years ago was dancing like sugar plums in my head. Let me tell you that right now.
Coach, congratulations. 10 straight wins. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.